This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette joining us now. First, though, the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Do you believe the Steelers actually want Aaron Rodgers? It's a really good point brought up by Doran in the last segment, and Jason will ask you this question. Break a tie here. I contend that the Steelers wanted Justin Fields, that they want Aaron Rodgers. They're just really bad at getting it done. Doran says, you know, I don't know that they really want any of these guys. And Doran, you can correct me if I'm saying it incorrectly. They're just naming their price, and if they don't get them, they're not going to lose any sleep on it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that, Adam. I mean, that's what was going through my head as you brought that up. I mean, I think want is a relative term here. They wanted Russell Wilson, or so they said. They want Aaron Rodgers. For what price? And I don't even know if the Steelers are wrong there. I got into it with Pony on Friday about this. I mean, I would want Aaron Rodgers for like $15 or $20 million. I think he is worth it at that price point. If Aaron Rodgers wants $40 million, I don't want Aaron Rodgers at that point. If we know what the Steelers' offer is to Aaron Rodgers, I think that tells us a little bit more, but we don't. I don't know. And if you wanted somebody that bad, I feel like, yes, you would close. So, I mean... you can want things, but getting it done is always a problem.
Yeah, and Jason, I mean, they could not want somebody in this draft, too. But I feel like that there's a situation between want and can't pass up. At 21, if Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart is there at 21, even though that they may not want them fully, I can't see the Steelers passing one of those guys up if they're there at 21.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Doran. I don't see Sanders being there. Dart gives me a little bit more pause. But at this point, the way this quarterback thing is going, man, like if I had that opportunity and let's say like that was a reasonable grade, maybe we can assume that. People much smarter than me have to make that determination. I mean, I don't see how Sanders goes from where he's at to falling to 21.
Well, if you look at the draft order, Jason, check out the draft order. I mean, it could fall that way. I mean, I could see it playing out, honestly, him sliding, not because teams don't want him, but teams don't really need a quarterback.
Yeah, I guess let me answer your question with a question though. Which set of baggage would you rather have? The Aaron Rodgers drama or Deion Sanders coming here and the attention around Shedeur Sanders? I don't know. I think I'd rather have Shedeur Sanders, but I'm with you. If either of those guys are there, it's going to make me think. I feel like Dart might be overdrafting a little bit, but Sanders is easier for me.
If Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback, I think I'm going to try to do ayahuasca with him. I think
Adam. That would be a great promotion for you. And you are the one person in this market, I think, that would do the best on ayahuasca.
Oh, that is 100% not right. I would
lose your mind.
But it would be the most entertaining because we'd all laugh at you.
I just watched the documentary.
Starkey would be the worst.
Starkey would be worse than me. he would lose his mind. Have you seen the Aaron Rodgers Enigma documentary, Jason?
I have not, actually. It's been on my list to watch. I have not seen it.
It doesn't make me like him. It makes me understand, I think, where he's coming from. And it makes me kind of a little bit want to do ayahuasca. And I think I would try to strike up a personal relationship with him. And I think I would drink that mud. And I think I would hang out in the hut. And we would be close. And it would be great.
Do you think he would want to do it with you, though?
I think he wants people to open up their minds to different universal possibilities.
Hmm.
And I think I would allow him to try to open up my mind and maybe give me some money.
I think the odds of you doing ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers are less than zero, Adam.
I
love you, but that's not happening.
Oh, no. You said less than zero?
Less.
I
would
yeah,
put
less
it,
than zero.
I would put
yeah.
it at greater than zero, no. but less than 5%.
No.
Just as a thought exercise here, guys, and I don't think actually, Jason, real quick, I don't think, and Dora and I talked about this, I don't think there'd be that much baggage with Shador Sanders.
Me neither.
I think because Mike Tomlin's the coach, I think that Deion would leave well alone. That's just, it's a educated guess, but it is a guess. All right, here's the thought exercise. Tennessee needs a quarterback. They're going to take Cam Ward, you would think.
Or Abdul, yep. Abdul Carter.
They could take Abdul Carter, but I would smack them in the face for that. I think that's idiotic. Hell of a player. Hell of a player. You've got to turn your franchise around. You ain't doing it. Look at how many playoff wins TJ Watts led the Steelers to. I digress. Cleveland at two could take a quarterback, but I don't think they're going to.
I'm hearing that they're all in on Hunter.
Travis Hunter. The Giants could absolutely take one. New England's not going to. Jacksonville's not going to. Vegas could, but probably, Gino? I think they brought Geno in so that they could punt on it this year and get after it next year. The Jets could, but they got $30 million guaranteed in Justin Fields. Carolina won't. New Orleans probably waits another year. Chicago won't. San Fran won't. Dallas won't. Miami won't. Indy won't.
There's a lot of probably won'ts there, Adam, for me. Are we trying to mock Sanders to the Steelers?
I'm just saying I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that one of those two is there, Sanders or Dart, and maybe other teams who have shown that they can't handle chaos and don't have a head coach as respected as Mike Tomlin, maybe they pass on Sanders and go with a Jackson Dart.
Jason, I'm going to say this. The way I look at it is if the Tennessee Titans take Abdul Carter, that messes everything up and that pushes Sanders all the way down to 21.
Yeah, there are just some teams there that I don't necessarily see passing on a quarterback. Like we're just assuming that the Saints won't. We're just assuming that the Jets won't. I mean, the Jets probably won't. That's fair. They do have money tied up in Fields. But I don't know. I have a hard time believing. We're saying Sanders is going to let – so Cam Ward's going to be the only quarterback who goes in the top 20 picks.
No,
I just find that hard to believe.
I could see Jackson Dart getting drafted right. ahead of Shador is what I'm saying.
How many mock drafts have you seen where Jackson Dart has been a legitimate first-round pick, though?
I've seen
more that have him in the middle rounds.
I didn't see
I feel like that's an overdraft.
I didn't see a single bracket that had West Virginia out of the tournament, so I ain't exactly up on my mocks right now.
I couldn't bring myself to bring that up. I was going to make a joke about how we both went to schools that aren't in the NCAA tournament. But
Westminster, they're holding on hope. Jason... Okay, we've all kind of agreed that they could do that at 21, like even if it is a Dart. Would that be a smart move in your opinion, though?
For Jackson Dart at 21?
Yeah.
I feel like they have other needs. I don't like it. I would be much more convinced of Shador Sanders, at least based on the information, the analysis, that sort of stuff that we have now. I think I'd rather see them go defensive line at that pick, maybe turn things over to Mason Rudolph for a year. Who knows who they sign? I wrote last week I wouldn't have any problem bringing in Jameis Winston and just roll the ball out and see what the heck happens. Maybe it goes horribly. I don't know. I'm against paying Aaron Rodgers $40 million. I know that. And if that's what the hangup is, I feel like you can get a better player than Jackson Dart and you can maybe wait on it. And the quarterback you would get in the middle rounds if you want to take a flyer on it. I don't think he's that much worse than Jackson Dart. Again, based at least on the information and analysis we have right now.
What about running back at 21? I mean, I'm seeing some mock drafts that the D linemen that they want that are worthy of a first round pick, like the Grants of the world, are going to go in the top 10. Like some guys could be gone by the time that they get to 21, which they might have evaluations on in the second or third round.
Yeah, I still don't love it, Doran. I mean, I might take Jackson Dart above a running back just because I think they're better insulated against that. Like, I'd rather turn things over to – I mean, you can still get a running back in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. I don't think that's a big deal. You know, and you've got two guys there who can theoretically carry the load, and Jaylen Warren, Kenneth Gainwell. Like, at that point, I might take – I know that's not the question that was asked. I just feel like they're addressing one position if you'd take Ashton Gentry or whatever there. I'm really hoping – I know this isn't a strategy, but I'm really hoping they can fix defensive line with their first-round pick. I mean, we went into this offseason recognizing what a weakness that was. Like, let's not lose sight of the Super Bowl and what the Eagles did and how impactful that was and how far off the Steelers are. I understand what you're saying about not reaching for guys. I get it, but I hope that that's still something they can get done in the draft.
Well, guys, I'm out on the ayahuasca. I'm doing some Googling here, and before partaking in an ayahuasca ceremony, facilitators recommend that participants abstain from cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, and caffeine to purify their bodies. That's going to be a hard no for me, man.
Before doing that? That's what you have to do?
Yeah.
Nice little cleanse.
Yeah, you got to clean yourself out. 2 to 4 weeks? Hell no!
Get out. No way. No.
Just a... out of curiosity, which one of those is the one that you think I'd have the hardest time?
Caffeine.
Probably cigarettes.
It's you both were right. That's right. They're tied for first, the cigarettes and the caffeine. Jason, this is always fun. Appreciate your time, and let's do it again next week.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Love Take you care. Guys.
Thank you, Jason.
See you, Jason. Love wow. you too, buddy.
Wow. Look at that.
See, he got into it with Pony. He ain't telling Pony he loves him.
Nope.
We just have a stimulating conversation that ends in ayahuasca.
This draft could get interesting, though, now that you...
Oh, you don't want to talk about the drugs?
Well, I mean, I know you're not going to do it, one. You never really come, you know, fall through. I think you'd be too scared to do it, yeah. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers would want to do it with you, so...
I did do a classic radio thing with Jason, where I'm like, I don't see any of these teams taking quarterbacks. And I pull up the draft, and every single one of them, like, I could see them taking one.
I see. I've done it a lot too. Like, I see where I see that side of it, Crowley, but I also see the side of it where none of them could. And like I said, if Abdul Carter gets drafted by the Titans, I think that messes everything up because the Giants take Cam Ward, and then that leaves Jackson Dart on the table for maybe a Saints team. And every other team already has a quarterback, or they would be like, all right, we're going to have the Michael Penix plan.
You don't think if Tennessee takes Abdul Carter that Cleveland would take Cam Ward?
I think they're sold on Kenny Pickett being the starter this year, and they're sold on drafting Travis Hunter as a receiver.
Is Travis Hunter going to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver?
Yes.
Would he be an all-pro corner? I should have said all-pro.
If he played one way or both ways?
One way.
Yes. He'll be all pro either position he picks, but not as both positions. If he picks one side, yes, he'll be all pro.
Is it better to draft an all pro corner or an all pro wide receiver than a potential franchise quarterback? I don't think so. But they're going to get all caught up in the junk with him and think that they can make him play both ways. And I think you're going to lessen his impact on both sides of the ball that way.
Yeah.
All right, I want to play another game then. Which teams are actually satisfied with their quarterback situation? Because I saw that Ray Fittipaldo wrote about that, and then Starkey practically had an aneurysm about it. I think more teams are satisfied than we probably think.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our buddy Steve Wiles just tweeted this to us, Storm. It's a Pro Football Focus mock draft because it's mock draft season. The Giants and the Titans flip spots in the draft. The Giants select Cam Ward first overall. the Browns select Shedeur Sanders second overall, and the Titans draft now in the third spot, Jackson Dart.
Interesting.
This happens every single year. Oh, there's only two guys worthy of going in round one, and really there's a huge difference and a big gulf between the two, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, and like clockwork, every year, somebody around this time, well, they're going to be first round. And then, you know, late March, oh, they're going to be top 15, and then top 10. And now all of a sudden they're in the top three, and everyone's going to talk themselves into why that guy's a potential franchise-altering player.
Yep.
I think it's more likely than not, then, I guess, that none of the three will be there at 21.
I mean, realistically, like, if you, like, put last year's draft, I guess, next year's draft, and this year's draft all in one draft, there's only one guy that I would take in the first round in this year's draft.
Cam?
Yeah. Like, I mean, if that made sense. Like, if this was any other year, like, Cam Ward would be the only really quarterback I would say to be the legit first round quarterback. But because it's the year that it is with less quarterbacks, we're going to get probably three guys that go in the first
round. Last year, he might have gone ahead of McCarthy. He might have gone ahead of Bo Nix.
Yeah.
But
to me, he's the legit only real hard concrete first round grade.
Yeah, but Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders would have been like the seventh guy last year because he had six guys go in the first round. Now, you said that well. That makes sense. I've been looking up ayahuasca and the expected side effects. Expected. So these are going to happen.
Crap.
That's right. Little diarrhea, little vomiting, paranoia, and panic.
Oh, my. That just sounds awful. That sounds awful.
You should. I mean, you watch the documentary.
Yeah.
He comes out of that smoky hut, you know, where they're just burning rocks. And they all come out and like nobody can stand pretty much. And then they make their way to this river and they're all laying in the river. Then they start rubbing all over each other. It seems.
What is it supposed to do?
Seems. Well, it's supposed to enlighten you. Like, it's a spiritual kind of thing.
Hmm.
I mean, he's done it like nine times.
Mm-hmm. You think you just need once, right? Like, it's like, all right, like I did that. Like the demons are gone.
Yeah. I am now spiritually awakened. Yeah, exactly.
What brings you back? Like, are you messing up again? Like, are you going back to like doing wild stuff?
Hey,
obviously it didn't work.
Right, exactly. I'm all for anybody doing whatever they think they need to do to be their best selves. I'm just going to go ahead and scratch this one off and say, not for me. Our Twitter poll is doing big numbers right now, Doran. The question, do the Steelers actually want Aaron Rodgers? 55% of people agree with what you've put out there, which I think is a wonderful take, and they say no. No, if the Steelers really wanted Rodgers, they would have Rodgers right now.
Yeah.
They would go above and beyond. And I agree with Jason, like the semantics of the word want, but I think we know what you're talking about there.
Like, I want this guy to be my quarterback this year. I don't think they wanted anybody.
I'll put it this way. Like, after work today, I really want a cheeseburger.
Yes.
I'm not going to pay $65 for a cheeseburger. Like,
right.
And that's kind of where the Steelers are, in your opinion. We want Justin Fields, but not for $65 when you could have him for $10 in cheeseburger world.
But if you really, really had a cheeseburger that was really good and it cost $65.
Like it's a Wagyu beef cheeseburger.
Wagyu beef, you've had it before and you're absolutely craving it and you had the funds to pay the $65, you would drive to Erie to go get it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I'd be desperate. I'd be jonesing
you
for
wanted
that
it.
Particular cheeseburger.
You wanted that burger. I want that.
See, I just think the Steelers are incompetent. You think that this is a good plan. And I can't tell you that you're wrong. Like, I just think they wanted these guys and they're not good at closing the deal. And it reminds me an awful lot of Brandon Ayuk.
I think deep down that they didn't even want any of these guys. And it's like, we'll take you, but it's at our price. And if not, we'll just live with what we have because we'll figure it out next year.
Pretty much, you can be our stopgap if you come in on our terms.
Yep.
And if not, then Mason Rudolph is our guy that we're riding off into the sunset with.
Yep.
Callis, I saw you drooling on the microphone. We were talking about Wagyu beef.
No, there's an actual analogy. There's this place in New York that sells a $200 milkshake and a $1,000 grilled cheese because they put gold in the milkshake.
It's all that.
And they, like, I forget what the right, they process or they develop the cheese. They let it sit over 48 hours. So you have to order it in advance. So would you pay for that?
If I really wanted it.
That's what I'm saying. So the cheeseburger analogy is good, but there actually is a restaurant that sells super overpriced milkshakes and grilled cheese.
Yeah, if I really wanted it.
That is a level of wealth that I never want to experience because, my God, it'll change me. Like, there's no reason to do that unless you just don't know what to do with your money. I'm going to eat gold. I'm so stinking rich. I'm going to eat gold.
I've seen a teammate. We were out, and because they had so much money, that they got a pour of this type of whiskey that was $2,000 a pour. And they paid for it. And I'm talking about less than a shot. Less than a shot. They paid $2,000 to take less than a shot, and you're supposed to sip it, and they shot it, which you're not supposed to do.
Oh, my God.
I literally watched that with my eyes.
Did you get to taste it?
No. I had to pay $2,000.
Well, I figured your guy's throwing around cash.
He wanted it for himself. Pay $2,000.
Yeah, Bostic can't share?
No. He don't share. You know he doesn't share.
Dude, I would not be able to tell the difference between a $2,000 whiskey and a... like a black label. Like, it's just not worth it.
I am curious about what the grilled cheese tastes like being developed over like
time. It's probably really good. Really good.
Are you not curious what a $1,000 grilled cheese sandwich tastes like growling?
I have curiosity, sure. Sure, I have curiosity.
Or what shreds of gold taste like in a milkshake?
I picture it being like, you will think about it every day. Like, you will go to New York City, you'll have it, you'll pay for it, and you'll come home and you'll think about it every single day of how good it was and want to figure out a way to raise money to go do it again.
A GoFundMe to do it again.
Oh, my
God. You imagine I throw a GoFundMe out there door and I'm like, hey, pay for me to go eat $1,000 cheeseburger with gold flakes in it. Here's another one I never understood. We'll get back to the quarterback conversation in a second. Truffles. Truffle oil. Doesn't do it for me. This is not something I'm into.
No.
Have you ever had the Wagyu?
Yes. I get the Wagyu plank steak. I get down at Strip District Meats. Like, that's something I think about. Like, I'm like, I'm going to get that.
Isn't it like basically white because of all the
fat
in there?
Yeah. Oh. You barely have to season it. Like, light pepper, light salt.
It's perfect for me. Let's get out ahead of that.
It is so good.
Are the Steelers shrewd or are they incompetent? 412-928-9370. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up. We've also got Tyler Kennedy to get into the suddenly resurgent Pittsburgh Penguins, who aren't really flirting with the playoffs, but are flirting with not drafting in the top 10. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. People texting in saying, hey, didn't you guys say you would go through all the teams in the NFL and talk about their quarterback situations? Yes, I did tease that. But instead, we decided to talk about $1,000 grilled cheeses in New York City.
Correct.
That have gold flakes in them.
Correct.
And now we're going to talk to Tyler Kennedy. So we'll put the quarterback conversation off for a little while now. TK brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. And Tyler Kennedy also brought to you by the Certified Elder Law Attorneys of Julian Gray & Associates. TK, I mean, you've talked about some of these team meals that you guys used to have back in the day. I mean, all y'all got money. Like, what's the most decadent thing that you ever ate, and were you actually impressed by it?
So when I was in San Jose, there was an unbelievable restaurant. It was called Alexander's. It was a steakhouse. And Joe Thornton rallied the boys. He's like, before playoffs, we're going to go. It's going to be a team meal. And as soon as you hear team meal, it means the team is paying for it, you know. And that's like nothing better than a free steak, right? So we end up going to Alexander's. You know, I think only like 15 to 18 guys showed up. But Joe Thornton ordered a $300, like, New York strip or something. And, you know, once that first guy sets the tone of what kind of deal this is going to be, and then everyone, it was like, okay, the green light. So, you know, everyone's getting $300 steaks. And, like, that was the first time I ever had, like, a $300 steak. I think maybe that might be the only time I had a $300 steak. But everyone, it was just like an unbelievable meal. The steak was so good. Like, you know, sometimes when you get steak, you need to add, like, you know, the mac and cheese or the potatoes. Like, you could have had that steak just plain, and it was unbelievably delicious. And then, so meal's unbelievable, dessert, everything. And then, you know, everyone's trying about to leave, and the check comes. And we're like, oh, perfect. You know, the Sharks are going to pick this up. Well, Jumbo, like, pipes up. He goes, all right, boys, everyone's credit card. I'm like, what? So we split the bill. The bill, I think it was like 15 guys. It was like something like 25 grand. That's how much the steaks were. So each guy paid like $500. And I was like, boys, I could have honestly just ate at home and saved the $500. I love this. But, like, again, it's like whoever orders first at a team meal sets the tone. And Jumbo sets the tone like no one else. You know, but the craziest thing, it wasn't like an official team meal, so we had to split the bill. And like, if you would have saw everyone's face when he goes, hey, everyone's credit card, it was like, oh my God, you know. And like, but that was like the best restaurant I've ever been to, like, for like high end, like, craziness. There are some other ones, like in LA, New York, obviously. And like, you know, the one thing for a professional athlete is going out to those unbelievable dinners. Like, when you go to every city, like, the first you're like, all right, where, what do we want? We want steak. Okay, what's the best steak restaurant? What's got the highest reviews? You go to the, you know, the hotel and the concierge, and you're like, hey, like, and you're eating the best of the best food. That's like one thing, like, after you leave, you're like, your standards of like a hotel room and a restaurant are so crazy that it's like, it's hard to come back down to earth and go to like a Marriott, because you're used to staying at the Four Seasons, the Ritz, all that stuff, you know. And I think that's why I gotta work so hard, because I got those high standards from playing. But you know, it's the team meals is what you miss the most for me as a former player.
TK, did you have any rookie hazing? Like, in the NFL, there was rookie hazing back in the day. And you bringing up that story with the $20-some thousand meal, like, that was our rookie hazing. It was like $30,000 between like us seven draft picks. We had to pay for it with our signing bonus money. But the guys, like, the veterans were buying the silverware. They're buying the glasses of like the wine that they were drinking out of. They were buying the towels, everything in the restaurant. Did you guys have that as well in the NHL?
Yeah, so like, it all depends how much the veterans liked you. You know, like, if you, cause so at the team meals, you know, every rookie had to stand up and kind of like chirp guys or make fun of guys or just talk, you know. And if you went after any of those veterans, you know, that bill just got shot up by like 30%, because of like, they're like, oh, you want to play like that? All right, give me four balls of Dom Perignon. I'll just have half a glass and we'll just throw the rest away if you want to fool around like that, you know. But, you know, like, a lot of the hazing, especially at the start, was just making you feel comfortable. You know, like, you wanted the boys to haze you to fit in, you know. Like, I don't know how many times Marc-Andre Fleury like literally screwed my shoes to the locker so I couldn't pull them off. Like, all just like all stuff like that, you know, like everything. Jeez. And like, just like simple stuff. But the one thing that always saved me, and I always say this, is like, so this is when like Tanger was coming up and he didn't know much French, you know, and I would say something stupid. Like, I think one time I said, well, they're like, what kind of game do you play? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of like a little bit of a speedster, you know, like kind of skating faster out there, kind of bank some bodies, score some goals, you know. The next day I come in and like everyone's calling me speedster. Oh, so you're a speedster in the NHL now, big dog. And I was like, guys, what are you talking about? And then someone's like, did you say you're like a speedster? And I was like, guys, like I'm just like, whatever, you know. But then Tanger would say something stupider and he would get all the heat. Like, Tanger saved me so much from all the heat, because like the veteran defenseman, like, you know, Ryan Whitney, those guys, like Orpik was not part of this, but like the guys that knew Tanger was like, that was going to be his core, you know, like he was going to be the defenseman where you can build an organization around on the back end, you know? So all those guys would be hard on Tanger, and it would give me a little bit of a breeze, you know? And, like, again, I would just wait for Tanger to say something like, oh, did you see that goal or did you see that spinorama? And the veteran defenseman would be seeing red. And I would be laughing because I was like, oh, I could do anything now, you know? But, like, it's all that stuff. Like, it was so fun, you know, being part of it, you know, like, even, I don't know if I told the story, but we were at Nakama downtown on Southside, and it was the end of the year party. I'm 20 years old. We just lost in the finals, and we're eating at Nakama before we go out. And Jordan Stahl, I was on the other side. Like, when you go into Nakama, they have all, like, you know, they cook in front of the hibachi. So there was, like, two over. And Stahl's, he's like, hey, throw me an egg. Because, you know, he brings a cart with all the food. He goes, throw me an egg. And so I go to throw him the egg. Because I, like, obviously we've had a good time before. So I go to throw him an egg. He moves his hand. Don't I hit George Laroque square in the chest?
Oh, my God.
The worst guy. And all the boys were, like, seeing it. And, I, you know, I'm just like, sorry, George. That is honestly Jordan Stahl's fault, not Tyler Kennedy's fault. And George is like, you know, he's a guy, like a veteran guy that always get you back four times worse. So he stands up. I'm like, he's going to, like, he might actually, like, kill me, you know. He grabs his cart. He comes behind me, and he crushed, like, I would say 10 eggs on my back. I'm just sitting at the hibachi table. He dropped 10 eggs down my back. He just started, like, squishing them on my back. So there was, like, egg yolk, everything. So I had to throw all my shirt out. I had, like, a Nakama security shirt that I had to wear all night, you know, and, like, it just smelled like, you know, like, just like uncooked eggs all night. But, you know, just stuff like that, like, you never forget, you know. And that's, like, what makes it so fun to be part of a team, especially when it's, like, in the NHL.
TK, I wish we could have talked about the Penguins, but the texters are loving it. We're loving it. No one likes... Awesome. We enjoy story time with TK. Awesome. We're going to have to get you in here for longer at some point here soon, buddy. We appreciate the time.
Awesome, boys. Have a great day.
Thanks, you TK. Too.
He is...
That was fantastic.
He's the best. Who cares?
Awesome.
Who cares? Oh, the Penguins keep winning. Yeah, they're not making the playoffs. Let's talk about George Laroque dumping 10 eggs.
Like, what?
Probably went with a perfect dozen.
Oh, my goodness.
Texter, truly enjoying you guys even more lately. Congrats on however long you guys have been even together. Show is sounding better than ever. The planning and preparing and scheduling, you can hear it on the air. Yeah, that's... You can hear Callis laughing. You know what we did there? It just said... I want to make sure I get this verbatim. It just said Tyler Kennedy's name on the sheet. That's all it said.
It probably didn't even say this. It probably just said... TK.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And, of course, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I got a hazing story for you next. We'll get back into the quarterback talk because Doran has stumbled upon, just want to be clear there, Texter, the topic of the day, which we'll react to more coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Want to remind everybody that a week from today is our Feed the Need Radiothon with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So that's March 25th. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon will be raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. You can text NEED, and we would challenge all of you to do this. Text NEED to 50155. Your donation will provide meals locally, brought to you by Aetna, Isley's, Beano's, and Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers. All the details, all of them. 93.7thefan.com. All right, so you have your hazing stories, and TK has his hazing stories, where you've got George Laroque, one of the most badass dudes in the entire NHL, dumping a carton of eggs down his back, cracking them one by one, it sounds like, down his back. Now, I did not play professional sports. I don't know if that's a surprise to anybody who might be new to the show, Doran. Not a professional athlete over here. But I did do crew in high school. And, you know, I'm sure it was like this in your time. I don't know if you guys were doing this back in your day, Callis. Ball tapping?
Yes.
You familiar with that? So, it would happen all the time. The older guys, the bigger, stronger guys who have been in the lifting programs and all that, they would just get the younger guys
Well, we would also have to disassemble portions of the boat like a couple times a month, and we had sockets and stuff. I wound up getting ball tapped by a socket by one of the older guys.
Mm-mm. There was even hazing on crew. Yeah.
That's right.
It was bad back in our day.
Yeah, now, I mean, it's cancelable stuff if you're hazing people.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And I think it's like, if it's all in good fun, that's one thing. I mean, you can really run the risk of going down the bullying route. Like, I think if finances are involved for young players.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a big deal. Anything that causes bodily harm, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff doesn't fly anymore. Now it's like, oh, sing your college's fight song on top of the cafeteria tables. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Like the hazing that I got, like some of the stuff that they would do would be like, all right, like we're going to meet at the stadium to catch buses, to catch a flight, to go to our game or whatever. So you would get to the stadium, get your stuff, and then get on a bus or getting back in your car and then go to the airport. So I would get to the stadium, get my stuff out of my locker, and, you know, a veteran wide receiver would be like, hey, you need to go pick up like $500 worth of PF Chang's and then meet us at the airport. You better not miss the flight. Like, so like you would time it out where you don't think they get to pick up food and $500 worth of food, where it's like, all right, I'm gonna stop at the stadium, go to the airport, get on the plane, and then we're good. So like you'd be rushing and I'd get there like 2 minutes before the flight would leave, stuff like that.
We're talking about your career there. You miss a flight, you're done.
Yep.
Unless you're LeGarrette Blount and Le'Veon Bell. Then you can get high on where was that? McKnight Road?
Yes.
And missed the Eagles flight. And, well.
Yeah.
Things still work out for you.
Yep. Yep.
We're giving away Pirates tickets for the home opener against the New York Yankees next hour. And the texter thinks we've got everything figured out. We've got to find a cute way to give those away. We'll figure that out at some point. But sometime during the 9 o'clock hour, two tickets to Bucco's Yankees. Cubs, by the way, about to fall to 0-1.
No, they lost.
They lost.
The Cubs are now 0-1.
Yes.
So the Pirates have a half-game lead on the Cubs. Insurmountable with 161 games to go. We'll give away Pirates tickets. We'll tell you how in a little bit. Coming up next, your calls at 412-928-9370. Do the Steelers really want Aaron Rodgers? Have the Steelers really wanted any of these quarterbacks? Doran says, yeah, but only at their price, which means you don't really want them. You don't need them. I say they want all these guys. They're just incompetent. Who do you agree with? What do you think? 412-928-9370. We would love to chat with you about this coming up next. It's also the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. It's the Fan Morning Show.